Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 10th of November, 2014. The title, Free Paper Mill Sites. At 432 Park Avenue, Manhattan, New York, a new building is under construction. It will be 1,396 feet tall. The top penthouse apartment has already been sold for $95 million U.S. dollars. Couple this with the idea we promulgated last spring at the Light Green Machine Institute of the vertical paper machine. The idea is simple yet revolutionary. Build a paper machine standing on its head, forming at the top, winding at the bottom. Make this machine a recycled tissue machine with converting subterranean, and we have a complete tissue-grade facility in the heart of tissue consumption, downtown Manhattan, or any other major city in the world. The machine occupies at least valuable space in the building, almost if not free, the core of floors 1 through 20. Do this in a building like 432 Park Avenue and you've just eliminated long-distance logistics related to tissue paper manufacturing. Put the converting operations in a subterranean space extending out under the streets and you will have plenty of converting space. The transportation distance for raw materials is measured in blocks, not miles. Likewise, the distance to the most distant customer is measured in blocks, not miles.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papa Ritala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Papa Ritala Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, the conclusion of this week's column.
This is the kind of idea that is met with scoffing and derision when first brought forth. That was the reaction when we received last spring when we first mentioned vertical machines. The idea came simply out of a mind experiment starting with the question, what would be a different way to build a paper machine? It was only in the early maturity of this idea that the second aha moment was reached. Place this machine in a high-density urban skyscraper. Then it came together and started making real sense. Add to this mix a building like 432 Park Avenue, which is selling space based on emotion, a view of Manhattan, that is, rather than return on investment. Couple this with a real return on investment asset, a papermaking facility, and we have real synergies. Sorry about using a worn-out word, synergies. This idea characterizes the kinds of breakthroughs we need in the pulp and paper industry if we truly hope to succeed in the future. We have beaten incremental improvements to death in recent years. It is time for some serious innovation. The modern golden age of innovation in the pulp and paper industry seems to have been the 1960s and the 1970s, about the time the pulp and paper schools really hit their stride. We have not seen such a period of total innovation since the internet knocked the breath out of the printing and writing grades in the 1990s. It is time to recapture this excitement now. What do you think? Do we have the energy to move forward with bold new ideas? Please take our quiz this week and let us know what you think. You may take it online. For safety this week, we think the vertical machine may actually be safer than conventional designs. Reason? Properly designed, a vertical machine will allow up-close work by maintenance and operating personnel, ironically without having to be elevated above the floor. We will explain as we unfold our vision of the vertical paper machine in the future. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.